The Health Plan. We are here for you. Presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Indians athletics. Now, here's the host, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And here we go. Episode 67 of Tribe Talk is on, presented by the Health Plan. We are here for you, and we are taking you to the court on this episode this week. It's all about Indians tennis. We've got two new head tennis coaches in place as Scott Reed and Penny Abels are about halfway through their seasons, and we'll get you updated on what's happening in and around the net for Bridgeport tennis on episode 67. Of course, in our final segment, we'll take you around the rest of the athletic complex at Bridgeport High School and let you know what's happening with all the spring sports that are underway. All that to come here on episode 67 of Tribe Talk, and pleased to be joined now by the new boys tennis coach of the Bridgeport Indians, Scott Reed, who came over from East Fairmont, off to a great start to the season. And Scott, if you would, just kind of give us a little background on yourself.
Sure. I'm a Grafton guy. Graduated from there in 1993, played for Grafton, went on to play for Fairmont State in the mid to late 90s. I actually got out of it for quite a few years. And then once I started substitute teaching, kind of using my degree, got back into it a little bit. Once I got around the kids and in the school system, I started helping out at Grafton High School a little bit as a volunteer assistant. And then, really kind of fueled the fire a little bit. So right after that, I started kind of looking around for some head coaching jobs that were maybe one team, like a boys team or a girls team. East Fairmont boys came open right when I was looking, and I took them. Took that job, had that for 4 years, and then had a lot of success here in the last couple years. And then the Bridgeport job came open, and I made the jump.
So what was it about the Bridgeport job that, you'd obviously established a program at East Fairmont. What lured you to Bridgeport?
We had a lot of success there the last couple years, and I almost felt like I kind of accomplished everything, about everything that I could there. I had a great respect for Bridgeport growing up. They were kind of our rivals because I'm a Grafton guy. They were our rivals when I was growing up. I've always had a huge amount of respect for them. I kind of thought the job might come open, the boys' job, so I kind of kept my eye on it. And then I talked to my wife about it, and it was kind of one of those things that I wanted to make sure that it wasn't one of those opportunities that I look down the road and I'm sorry, sorry that I passed it up. So talked to my wife about it. She said, go for it. And I just felt like there was a lot of things already in place there that I could take it to the next level.
Take me back to when you started playing the game. What was it about the game of tennis that kind of drew you in?
Well, I played baseball my whole life. Mm-hmm. And then some of my friends were playing tennis, and I kind of was watching them play. And I was like, I think I can do that. I think I could be successful at that. So spent a lot of time with my dad playing there in Grafton, and just kind of put a lot of time and effort into it. And I started going down with my friends in the summer. We were playing like 8-hour days and on the court all the time and playing in leagues. Back then I think the game was a lot more popular than it is now. But there was leagues, there was tournaments, there was everything going on everywhere. So kind of just got involved that way, and it took off for me.
You know, it's interesting because I've always kind of looked at it at the high school level a lot like golf. You know, it's an individual sport, and it's, you know, we don't, unfortunately in this state, we really don't have the feeder system set up that maybe some other states have, and certainly other sports have. It's something, and I'm interested your thoughts kind of on the student level. It's something that they have to really love and want to get better at on their own, right?
Yeah, there are no really middle school programs around here even. There's some down in Charleston, I think maybe Huntington and Parkersburg, but the kids really have to – you can't just pick up a racket when the season starts and put it down when the season ends. You kind of have to do this almost year-round, get out there as much as possible. And it is a game of repetition. I mean, you have to get out there and hit. And like I said, the top schools in the state are playing year-round, whether they're getting private lessons or they're playing in leagues indoors. But the more you put into this, the more you're going to get out of it.
As you've, you know, been around a lot of kids and watched a lot of good tennis players, have you identified, you know, some common denominators that they all possess?
Yeah. First of all, they're highly competitive, which that's, I guess, students and players that are successful in any sport are highly competitive. But I've noticed the more that I've done this, that the top teams in the state are good top to bottom. Mm-hmm. And that's where I kind of my coaching philosophy is I want all of my players to be equally as good. That way, if somebody's out, we just plug somebody else in. There's not a huge drop off. So I've kind of noticed that with the top teams in the state, they're just good from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this year. You know, certainly if you look at the record, I would have to imagine you're a pretty happy coach right now, but I've not met many happy coaches. You know, I know there's always, right. You know, you're always looking at the glass half full,
sure.
But have to be impressed with what this team's accomplished so far.
Yeah, we started off, we're 10-1, and our one loss was a match that I scheduled intentionally, which was against Parkersburg, which is one of the top teams in the state. And I wanted our boys to see where we want to get to. So that Parkersburg match, that's out of region, out of conference, doesn't really hurt us, just only helped us with experience. Then we've ran off 10 in a row here with, I believe it's 2 regional wins and 4 Big Ten wins. So this is a game that, I mean, you're just trying to get better every day, and we have huge matches coming up. Tonight we have University, who mm-hmm. is probably one of the favorites to win the state championship in Quad A, Triple A. So, yeah, I mean, you're just trying to improve every day, and, you know, that record can go south as quickly as it went north, you know.
Yeah. Well, it is a pretty good jumping off point for you, would you not agree?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just happy that we are kind of carrying the momentum into the end of the week, and next week we have a lot of matches still coming up. And we've had our one of our players during that stretch – has our number two, Jacob Keener, has missed 6 matches. He went on vacation, so we were able to get that done, missing one of our top 4 players.
You know, the other thing about tennis that's always, you know, amazed me, it's one of the quickest sports that we have at the varsity level. I mean, in terms of games, you start and you finish, and it's basically a month.
Yeah, you know, I think the first practices were, what, like March 2nd or 3rd, and states are in the middle, like the second week of May. We talk about it every year, how fast the season goes. And the other thing that happens is you have to I kind of overschedule because mm-hmm. You have so many rainouts. So you have to get these matches in, you know, a lot, you know, during the week to try to get these matches in because you never know when it's going to rain. And a few drops of rain and we're delaying or canceling.
So Scott, give me kind of your grand vision of this program and where do you want it to go under your tutelage?
Well, I mean, obviously it's state championships mm-hmm. is what we're looking for. If we're not winning state championships, we need to be in the running to win regional championships. I won 2 the last 2 years at East Fairmont and saw what kind of a team that they had coming back at Bridgeport. That's kind of why I went over there. And we just need to develop the younger players, which I think we're doing a good job of doing right now.
Well, buddy, great start, and we appreciate your time. I'll check in with you again here as we get towards the postseason.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Scott. Now let's talk Bridgeport ladies tennis. Penny Abels is the new girls tennis coach, and she joins us now on Tribe Talk. And, Penny, we'll start out with kind of the same question for you. Give us a little background on you.
I played tennis when I was in high school, and I really enjoyed it. Many, many moons ago. Last year, I was at Liberty as the finance secretary, and they needed a coach. So I thought, why not give it a try? So took the courses, and I coached last year for Liberty. And, of course, you know, we know what happened there. The school closed.
Yeah.
I now am finance secretary at Robert C. Byrd. However, both of their tennis positions are filled. So when the Bridgeport one came open, I said, why not try it?
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me about the transition. I know that, you know, looking back on the tennis program there, they'd had a long-term coach and then, you know, one for just, I believe, a year. And now you've taken the program in your first year. So what have you tried to do in terms of program building in the short amount of time that you had?
So in program building, that's my goal is to stay there. I don't want to just be one and done. I would like to stay there and build the program up. We have 10 girls currently this year. Three that have no team experience, that only has like personal playing experience. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get them worked into everything and trying to get them to recruit friends for next year, trying to get them to recruit the eighth graders that are coming up. Mm-hmm. Without having middle school tennis, I know it's available, but we don't do it in this area. But without having middle school tennis, it's hard to get kids involved in tennis. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're trying to get, you know, word of mouth and all that stuff to get the program built back up. We currently have 10 girls, which is a good number. I'm happy with 10. If we had 12, that would be great. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, so tennis is it really is kind of an individual sport, and it's something you have to work on your own time. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, that is right.
Yeah.
And I do have a lot of girls. They go to the Summit in Morgantown mm-hmm. for lessons. And then we have another former coach from the area that gives lessons that the students, the players seem to tend to like him too. And so some of my new girls said that they were going to call him this summer and this fall and work on it.
So, Penny, so far this season, kind of up and down to be expected, but mm-hmm. have you been pleased so far with the effort?
Oh, yes, tremendously. Mm-hmm. All my returning girls are amazing. I have four seniors that have helped out tremendously with, you know, giving me pointers of what they used to do or what they've done for this or that. A couple of them, I just walk up to the fence during matches and say, okay, what's going on? Why are you doing this? And most of the time they can answer me. Mm-hmm. Well, I need to back off, or I need to, you know, bend my knees more or something, you know. So they are tremendous. It's the best move I ever could have done.
Well, that's great. And I know that you've gotten very good support from the administration. Tom Sears has been terrific in his role of athletic director. And I know also coming with Scott, that's kind of, I'm sure, you know, different because you guys are our first year coaches in the Bridgeport program. So has there been some synergy there?
It's been good. With Scott being in Taylor County, like neither one of us work at Bridgeport. So, you know, we have to rely on Mr. Sears a lot for everything, and he's been wonderful. You know, we have a text message that between the three of us, when we win, we send him a message, and he, you know, he gets excited for us. It's been great. It's been really good. Tennis is a hard sport because we don't get funding from, like, gate cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like football, you know, they pay at the gate, and that money goes to football and whatnot. Tennis does not generate any money because we don't charge. So we are, you know, having to fundraise because there's no money in the tennis account there. So we are, you know, getting ready to start doing all of that and everything. And I think we work well together. Mm-hmm. I think Scott and I value each other's opinions on everything. So I think we will be able to build an amazing program at Bridgeport.
That's great. That's great. And I know it's also a very quick season, right? You know, you start at least matches in late March, and you're done in the regular season by the end of April. So I know it's a lot of matches in a very short amount of time.
Yes, it is. We are allowed to play 22 matches in our season, and we have 22 matches scheduled.
Very good. Well, Penny, I appreciate the time, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Penny. We'll do the whip around. We come back after this from the health plan.
We are there for you, to care for you at the health plan. We are here for you.
For over four decades, we've been rooted deep inside West Virginia. Through thick and thin, supporting local families and businesses. Proudly serving your neighborhood since 1979. Your trusted partner in the community.
The health plan. Here for you.
Latest results, the Bridgeport baseball team fell to Robert C. Byrd 8-4 on Wednesday night at the baseball complex. Softball team also lost a heartbreaker. to Williamstown 9-8. Meanwhile, earlier in the week, softball defeated Phillip Barber 15-0. Baseball shut out Phillip Barber 10-0. As we talked, the boys tennis team off to a great start. They got a 7-0 win over Phillip Barber. The girls slipped past the Colts 5-2. And back on Monday, softball lost at Lewis County by a count of 6-2. Coming up, we mentioned the tennis teams taking on University on Thursday. Softball's at John Marshall on Friday. Baseball will play at the Mon County Classic. That is at the Mon County Ballpark in Morgantown against the Falcons of Frankfort at 7 o'clock on Friday night. On Saturday, the boys will play Hurricane at Milan Park at 10 a.m. on Saturday in baseball. Meanwhile, tennis is at Brook to take on Brook and John Marshall on Saturday. And on Saturday, the baseball team will match up with Huntington back at the Mon County Ballpark. That's going to do it for this episode of Tribe Talk, the podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, presented by The Health Plan. We are here for you. Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School and WVRC Media. We are proud to live here, too.